The Creation Myth, The Birth of the Gods. A long, long time ago, before there were people, animals, or even the earth and sky, there was nothing but a big, dark, empty space called chaos. It was very quiet and still, and there was nothing to see or hear. But deep inside this empty space, something amazing began to happen. From chaos, two very important beings were born: Gaia, the earth, and Uranus, the sky. Gaia was warm and caring, and she became the land we walk on today. She was strong and loving, like a mother who cares for all her children. Uranus was vast and mighty, stretching far above Gaia, covering her like a blanket of stars. Together, Gaia and Uranus decided to have children, and they brought into the world many strong and powerful beings called the Titans. The Titans were huge and strong, each one special in their own way. But there was one Titan who was very clever and a bit more ambitious than the others. His name was Cronus. Cronus loved his mother, Gaia, very much, but he didn't like how his father, Uranus, treated them. Uranus was a little too strict and kept all his Titan children hidden away deep inside Gaia, which made her very sad. Gaia didn't want to see her children suffer, so she came up with a plan. She asked her children if one of them would help her, and Cronus, the bravest of them all, agreed. Gaia gave Cronus a special tool, a sharp magical sickle, and told him to wait until Uranus was close. When the time was right, Cronus used the sickle to stop Uranus from keeping the Titans trapped any longer. With Uranus no longer in charge, Cronus became the new leader of the world. The other Titans were finally free, and for a while, everything seemed perfect. Cronus ruled the world with his sister, Rhea, by his side, but Cronus had a secret worry. He remembered what had happened to his father, and he was afraid that one day, one of his own children might try to take his place, just like he did with Uranus. So Cronus made a very strange and unkind decision. He decided that whenever he had a child, he would hide them away, just like his father had done. But Rhea, Cronus's wife, didn't like this idea at all. When their youngest child, Zeus, was born, she came up with a clever plan to save him. Instead of giving Cronus the baby, she wrapped a stone in a blanket and gave it to him instead. Cronus didn't notice the trick and thought he was safe. Meanwhile, little Zeus grew up strong and smart, hidden away where Cronus couldn't find him. When Zeus was old enough, he returned to face his father. With the help of his mother Rhea and his clever thinking, Zeus freed all his brothers and sisters from where Cronus had hidden them. Together, they all worked to defeat Cronus and the other Titans. After a great struggle, Zeus and his siblings became the new rulers of the world. They made their home on Mount Olympus, the highest mountain in Greece, and from there they watched over the earth and all the creatures that lived there. And so, the age of the Olympian gods began, with Zeus as their leader, strong and wise, ready to protect the world and guide it with kindness and justice. This was the beginning of many wonderful adventures that were yet to come.